This is a Vuma 103 podcast. How does she do it? How does she do it?
Hey, so who is Sinendlela? Sinendlela is a child of Abakwandlela nabakwaMzolo. Igama lami liphelele uSinenhlanhla, lesalukazi ubona umzolo waso. And my second name, uBusisiwe. Originally from Emazizini, eBergville, in the Drakensberg. And I studied TV writing and post-production in order to further my gift of storytelling and being a visual person. And yeah, today I am a creator of Yokoko, which is a vegan ice cream brand, and this is where I get to further my purpose and where I get to, yeah, where I get to express not only myself but the gifts that have been passed down to me by those who came before me. Question number two, are you a morning person or a night owl? I am definitely a morning person. What is a typical work day like for you? So my days are different. Sometimes I am starting my day as early as 5 a.m., going into the office to prepare some orders. And some days I start by doing admin and doing some creative things for the page, for Iyokoko social media. And I will go to some farms and source some ingredients. So my days are different, but it's always exciting. Do you have a work and a home persona? I do. I think I have, I do have a work persona and a home persona, because a work persona, it's more focused. It's more, I'm in execution mode. I'm in strategy mode. And then when I'm at home, I am my parents' child. I am my sister's, older sister. I am uBusi, basically. So, mong as from school or work, you'll know what's emosin and danza. So, I think that's how I separate the two. What have been the challenges of running your own business? The challenges have been having to step up every day into intengayaz nami sometimes. And I would say it is taking charge in a road that I only see as far as I have stepped, even though I've got the end goal in mind. So that's been really challenging for me. And just overall growth every single day. The first big thing you ever bought with your salary was I gave myself a solo location to Bali. And yeah, I'd say that's the first big thing I bought for myself with my salary. And the other thing I remember, ngenza umsebenzi ekhaya wenkomo. And yeah, that's when I had a big, I can say inverted commas, salary. What has been the best advice you've ever received about money? I think this is the funniest one. You must say we eat a pizza, imali ya pupusho. But I think for me, in there, what I found is, you know what, money is a tool to create experiences that we want to have. So as much as imali, you're supposed to use it as that. Don't hoard imali. Make money, but also make sure that you use the money to further your experiences, to further isn't your doing things. Basically, don't just make money so that you can keep money. What reality TV show is your guilty pleasure? It's right now, it's my unorthodox Jewish life. I think that's what it's called. But it's basically this lady who used to be like an Orthodox Jew. And she broke out of that, and then she built this international multi-millionaire company. And yeah, I really, really love that show. Like, I love how she she basically created her own path, you know? Yeah, that's my favorite reality show right now. Have you ever cried at work? I have. Yes, I have cried at work. I remember my very first job as a teenager in another city. I worked at McDonald's and I made a mistake and I was just putting so much pressure on myself. And bang tetis, like in front of a client, yo! And I just, yo, I could not hold back the tears. But I didn't like burst out in tears in front of them. But yeah, yo, my baby name is for sure. And what is your one regret buy? It's always food. It's always food. I think I buy way too much food sometimes. Most embarrassing moment at work. Most embarrassing moment at work. I don't remember like an embarrassing moment at work besides the one that made me cry, because I think that just made me embarrassed. We shouted at and I felt like I couldn't do it. You know, your first day always seems like the hardest. How important is a mentor? A mentor is very important because you won't know everything and the way that you see things may not be the best way. And sometimes you just need somebody who has done it before, who has seen things from another perspective. So I think that's why a mentor would be important. But at the same time, I think like it's important to get a mentor when you're ready, because then you know what it is that you want to know. And yeah, you'll be able to choose a better mentor then. Heels or sneakers? I would like to say heels. In my mind, I love heels, but yo, I get tired, so I'll choose sneakers. Have you ever quit a job without having another already? Yes, the last job that I had before creating Yo Coco. Do you have a daily motto? I think I do, but yes, actually I do. My daily motto is everything is always working out for me. Are you a share my plans with everyone or work in silence person, and why? I think I'm a bit of both, but mostly a work in silence person, because when I have plans of what needs to happen, sometimes I don't even know the full picture of it yet. I just know, oh, see, this thing needs to happen. So sometimes I can't share because there is nothing to share. You know, and it's just a matter of doing things and learning on the go. So maybe that's why I'll say that. But I always know what needs to happen. The how is what I don't know most of the time. Who would you choose to narrate your life story? Morgan Freeman or Samuel L. Jackson? I think that I will choose Samuel L. Jackson because I love the way he speaks. And yeah, he's funny as well. So yeah, to date, what is your proudest achievement? My proudest achievement is to date actually is to still have my business 5 years later, because Mina, I'm not a person who stays in one place for more than 3 months. So to have had my business for this long and still going is a huge achievement for me. Have you ever been fired in your life or had to fire someone? I haven't been fired before, but I have had to fire someone. Your conditions when borrowing friends or family money? My conditions when borrowing friends or family money is I never borrow money that I would cry about if it didn't come back. So yeah, so I have a quota on how much I can give umuntu with the intention of if anything happens that they can't pay me back, it won't cause me stress. Your conditions. Oh, sorry. Where do we find you on social media? You can find us on social media. It's called the_YoCoco on Instagram and on Twitter, and on Facebook it's Yo Coco Dairy Free Ice Cream. And yeah, I don't have personal social media. So yeah, thank you so much. How does she do it?
How does she do it? This is a Vuma 103 podcast.